Now, we're returning to a domestic story. What do we know so far about government plans to reform rent pressure zones, the device introduced 9 years ago to tackle high rents and give certainty to tenants? Well, under the new plans or proposals, which will be pored over again tonight by party leaders, it looks like rents in new built properties can be set at market rates. There'll also be protections for new renters, which would provide security of tenure for at least 6 years. It appears existing tenancies under rent pressure zones would continue, but if a tenant moves, a landlord could reset the rent for the new tenant at the market rate or the rate of inflation. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to tenants in Ranelagh in Dublin to see how they feel about the proposed changes.
The rental situation at the moment is pretty horrific. I've just moved up the last month and it took me 3.5 months to find somewhere, and that would definitely put me off now, thinking if I moved out my rent will go up. You're going to either stay in a place maybe you don't want to stay in because for fear that your rent's going to go up if you go elsewhere. I think it's good to have caps on things, because if there's no ceiling, then, you know, who's to say at what point do you raise it?
I'd just be worried about a conflict of interest in landlords making it so that they want their tenants to move out so that they can increase the rent. Because if you can get rid of that tenant, you can then set the price to whatever you want it to be.
Part of the legislation is they're considering barring no fault evictions for 6 years. Would that allay your fears in any way, shape or form?
I'm not sure how it would be enforced, because I think bills like this have a history of not working too well, especially for university students. It's already so competitive that the rent could be increased by such an enormous amount. It would push all the students out of city centre. I'm sure that would have a knock-on effect on certain businesses. Removing these rent controls could have a detrimental effect, especially for students.
Would you be more comfortable as a renter knowing there's a rent cap of 2% in rent pressure zones all of Dublin, basically?
100%, because I think in Berlin they had a rent cap and they got rid of it, and now the prices have skyrocketed. So, I mean, if we look at other cities, that's a good example.
It's not paying attention to why there's a problem with development. It's saying we need to encourage development, but planning is the bigger issue. There's funds available, but planning takes too long, or it's blocked because of other things. It's a good idea. Anything to build more homes is relevant, but it feels like you're ignoring the systematic issue. You're just going after something that's a quick fix rather than going after the hard win.
The views of some renters in South Dublin talking to Joe Caulfield last night. Owner Bryn Sinn Féin, housing spokesman, good morning. Thanks for coming into us. We've an awful lot of questions. We've detail we don't have to hand as yet. But let's start with this. Are you against the abolition of rent pressure zones?
I'm absolutely against what the government seems to be proposing in terms of their restructuring of the rent pressure zones. And I'm against it for two reasons. First of all, it is going to lead to even greater levels of rental increases for huge numbers of renters. But it is also going to put a very significant number of renters at risk of homelessness. When the Taoiseach said yesterday that this was a balanced package to protect renters and encourage investment, he is deliberately misleading the public. He is gaslighting renters. And I'm not even sure he fully understands the extent to which they're putting huge numbers of people, young people, people midway through their careers, people approaching pension age, at enormous risk of even greater financial hardship and in many cases at risk of homelessness.
OK, I want to understand why you're saying what you're saying. You say that there'll be rent increases for huge numbers of renters. How is that the case when what we believe we're dealing with here is new bills having rent set at market rates for people who are in existing rent pressure zones? They will continue unless tenants are moving on, in which case they can reset their rents then.
So the first thing is what the government are essentially doing is creating a four-tier private rental market. 20% of renters aren't in rent pressure zones. They're experiencing some of the highest hikes in rents at the moment. They will continue to have no protections whatsoever. The government is now proposing three different sets of rules about rent setting and about evictions within RPZs. Existing tenants, in existing tenancies, the caps will still apply, but the very weak protections on their tenancies will remain in place. If you're moving into an existing rental property, you will now be paying much higher rent. Currently, if I move into an existing property, it's capped at 2%.
The 2% in the rent pressure zone continues from new owner to new owner,
exactly.
Landlord to landlord.
So I'll be paying much higher rent. And the average length of a tenancy at the moment, according to the Residential Tenancies Board, is between 3 or 4 years. So we have a lot of churn in our rental sector. We have a lot of landlords selling up. And that means that actually, people who are in existing tenancies, large number of those are going to move into new tenancies and existing stock, they'll face increases.
But once they move into the new tenancy, they have a security of tenure for 6 years?
Well, first of all, we have to see the detail of that. But for example, that's no comfort to somebody who's paying 11, 12, 1300 in a long-term rental now, but will have to pay €2,500 to €3,000 in a new rental. But also, there's a ticking time bomb at the heart of all of this. When you sign a tenancy agreement, that tenancy agreement is for 6 years. And under the old rules, at the end of the 6 years, a landlord could evict for no reason. Dara O'Brien changed the rules in 2022, so all tenancies created after the summer of 2022, that provision was gone. But this year, next year, the year after, there's tens of thousands of pre-2022 tenancy agreements that are coming to their six-year end. And essentially what the government is doing is allowing those landlords a perfectly legal opportunity to evict tenants for no reason whatsoever, in order to avail of resetting the rent to full market rent.
I may be misunderstanding you, but are you saying the clock will start ticking on the 6 years from the time a tenant entered a property?
Be very clear. When I sign a tenancy agreement as a tenant, that tenancy agreement under law is 6 years long. Under the old rules, at the end of that 6 years, a landlord could evict for any reason. Mm-hmm. That law was changed in 2022, but all of the pre-2022 tenancies that are coming to the end of the 6 years in 2025, 26, 27, and the first half of 2028, this government is proposing to give those landlords a completely legal mechanism to evict their tenants to avail of new market rents.
As you say yourself, though, you know, we're still waiting on all of the detail, and maybe some of what the fears that you are sounding and voicing this morning can be addressed within the changes that are being proposed.
Well, first of all, we haven't heard government respond to that specific concern. But no matter what way you look at this, rents are going to increase. And you've heard on your Vox Pop this morning, the level of concern and fear and anger. This rental market is already too hot. Rents are already too high. It's not just the opposition who are going to resist this. People are going to come out in their thousands at Raise the Roof protests in Dublin on the 17th of June, in Cork on the 21st of June. People are going to make it clear, in the middle of a cost of living crisis, renters should not be punished for the failure of government to deliver more social, affordable and private for purchase homes. And that's what this government is proposing.
There is another purpose to these proposals, we're told, and that is to generate the new building of apartments for rental to increase the supply in the market. And we need, what, something between 10 and 15,000 new rentals a year?
I absolutely do not agree with that. What we need is far greater social, affordable rental, affordable purchase, and private for purchase homes. That's the greatest need that's there. But if somebody is telling me that the only way to solve the housing crisis is to allow greater levels of institutional investment to come into our housing market and charge rent at €3,000 a month, they simply don't know what they're talking about. What's also interesting is, going by the Sunday Business Post yesterday, even industry aren't convinced this is going to work. So government is going to punish renters, increase rents, increase risk of homelessness for very, very little rental stock return, and what they get will be too expensive for the majority of workers. It just shows this government is yet again making a mess of housing.
Is it wrong, though, for you or for anybody else to suggest that under any measures that are going to be introduced, that private rentals in this city or any of the other major cities around the country are ever coming down?
Well, first of all, rents need to come down, and we've set out very clearly how that can be done through a refundable tax credit, as well as what actually needs to happen at the moment, which is a ban on private rental increases for a period of 3 years, while government policy increases social, affordable and private for purchase homes. But let's be very clear, what the government is proposing is not going to produce large volumes of good quality affordable homes for people. It'll just punish renters with more rents, and it is going to put tens of thousands of long-term renters in existing tenancies at risk of homelessness. And I think that's not balance. That's gaslighting renters and punishing them for government's housing failures.
Await the detail. Ona Brin, Sinn Féin housing spokesman. Thank you very much indeed. It is 29 minutes to nine.